And our co-presenters are Neely Duncan and Nicholas McKissick. Neely is a CPA and a member of Forvis Mazur's nonprofit practice and center of excellence with more than 20 years of audit and advisory experience in public accounting. She also performs forensic accounting work on technical matters for nonprofits in addition to a bunch of other activities. Nicholas is a nonprofit and tax-exempt organization attorney with Holland & Knight's Dallas office. He provides counseling in the areas of charitable giving, philanthropy, and domestic and international tax-exempt organizations. So please welcome our speakers, Neely Duncan and Nicholas McKissick.
Good job. Good job, Nick. All right. Well, thanks for having us. I'm excited to present with my friend here, Nick. If you want to know a little fun fact about Nick, he loves to ride horses, so him and my daughter really love each other, as she is a horse rider as well. So I'm representing from the audit, CFO support perspective, maybe even a little forensic aspect, but in accounting in particular, most of the time I'm referring that over to the law firm to get everything right, and I will add a few things for the accountants in the room to consider versus just leaving it all with the attorneys to write it out. So with that, Nick, take us away.
Yeah, let's get started. And as Neely said, guys, my name's Nick McKissick. I'm an associate attorney at Holland & Knight in our Dallas office, but I actually grew up right down the street in Round Rock, Texas, so it's great to be back in Central Texas, even though Dallas is a wonderful city too. So all of my Dallasites, you can go ahead and not come find me after the presentation. But today we're going to be talking about federal tax exemption and the do's and don'ts of federal tax exemption. And to give you guys a little bit of the lay of the land so you're not kind of confused and asking, hey, what are you guys going to bore us with in the next hour? I'm just kidding. You are absolutely going to be enthralled with this presentation. You're going to love it. But we're going to talk about, give you a little bit of background and introduction, go over some terms that you kind of heard in your last presentations just to make sure that we're all speaking the same language. But then we're going to talk about the actual application itself. And then we're going to talk about Section 501c3 organizations and the requirements to obtain exempt status under Section 501c3 of the code. And then we're going to get into the nitty-gritty details of public charities and private foundations. So,
and we do encourage you to stop us and ask questions. Anybody can ask questions except Jonathan. So feel free to pause and come up and talk or whatever. We want this to be more meaningful for you than just talking at you.
Correct. So if you have questions, there's mics right here. Feel free to step up. Feel free to raise your hand. We want this to be interactive and extremely productive and useful for you guys. So if there's something, a burning question that you have, feel free to, you know, raise your hand and shoot it out. But like I said, the first thing that we're going to do is get started with a little bit of introduction. And you guys heard a little bit about this in your previous session, but we're going to talk about the distinction between nonprofit and tax-exempt organizations, just because if we're going to be talking about, you know, really complex concepts, it's just really helpful to ensure that everybody's speaking the same language. And the term nonprofit refers to a state law designation, and it's an incorporation status that's conferred under state corporate law. So here in Texas, the Texas Business Organizations Code, Chapter 22, to be specific, governs Texas nonprofit corporations and foreign nonprofit corporations that are operating in Texas. But it's important to note that nonprofit corporations, they don't have any shareholders and they're prohibited from distributing their net earnings to individuals, but they have to meet certain requirements under state law. And each state's different, right? The Texas Business Organization Code provides certain requirements. New Mexico's Nonprofit Corporation Act provides certain requirements, so on and so forth. But on the alternative side of that is also the concept of tax-exempt organizations. And this is a federal tax law designation. And today, in our context, we're going to talk about it in the context of tax exemption with Section 501c3 organizations. And what does that even mean, right? What does tax exempt mean? Does that mean they don't pay any and all taxes, even at a state law designation? Again, we're talking about a federal law tax designation in this instance when we talk about tax exempt organizations. And in our context, we're talking about